درود بھیجے گا محمد و آل محمد پر. ایک بار پھر درود بھیجے گا محمد و آل محمد پر. فاتحہ. صراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. درود بھیجے گا محمد و آل محمد پر. اللهم صل على محمد و آل محمد. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سید الانبیاء والمرسلین حبیب الہ العالمین بالقاسم محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد وعلى آله الطيبین الطاهرین سيما بقية الله في الأرزين. قال الله تعالى في كتابه الكريم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أم حسبت أن أصحاب الكهف والرقيم كانوا من آياتنا عجبا. درود بھیجے گا محمد و آل محمد پر. بار دیگر درود بھیجے محمد و آل محمد پر. Thanks to Allah who granted us this opportunity to be here for this great sacrifice, for this great event. It looks that it is the command of Allah that it will be mentioned everywhere, and lots of people will remind people, other people, that event of Karbala, the sacrifice given by Imam Hussain. And we don't know how much it will take for us to mention this event, so his great son could come, could appear here, and then we will see the best results of this great sacrifice. With the prayer that may Allah bring this moment closer to us, sallu ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. And we are aware that this will not happen very easily. It will take a lot of sacrifice. And we have to sacrifice and we have to work hard for this great event to happen. It is now 1200 years. And we know that millions of people who are better than us died in this cause. They were waiting for the appearance of Imam. So, if you really want to, really want Imam to come here and we could help him, we have to prepare ourselves. We know this very well, though lots of circumstances, routines of our life and the happenings which are we are facing here somehow diverts us to our to the other issues, but we know in the depth of our heart that we have to do this. Now, getting success and pleasures in our life is a topic which is related with this issue too. Because if you are convinced that you have to sacrifice, if you are convinced that this is your duty, you will do it by yourself. You don't need to be reminded and you don't need to be pushed. But okay, if you are not convinced, if someone is not convinced and he just wants his own life to be good, even then he has the same path to go. Because you have two paths in this world, the material life and this spiritual life. It is very obvious now. Look at the world, look at the humanity, what they are getting from their material life. It is very obvious that this is not going to last. Now, those issues which were not faced by humanity in the last centuries, we are now against them, and we are very well aware that this condition, politically I can say, and as far as the environment we can say, as far as the distribution of wealth we can say, distribution of power in this world, this map of universe, this map of our world will not last for too many years. Something is going to change here. Now, before a change brings us to a point of conflict, we better change ourselves. Now, how we can change ourselves? I told you there are two ways. Go and study in depth, see what Islam is asking you, and the other one is a simple one. Follow the simple rules of Islam. And fortunately, up to now, after lots of studies, lots of research, major issues of Islam are being accepted now. The first one, for example, we pointed out that be straight, be straightforward. Now you see people are accepting it. I wonder how people have accepted lots of Islam, not in the name of Islam, in the name of science. 1400 years back, Islam was asking for hygiene, for cleanliness. No one was going to accept it. Now, those non-believers have accepted much better than us that, okay, cleanliness is required. 1400 years back, Islam was asking for truthfulness. Now, I do think that most of the part of the world, those who were developed, civilized, are accepting this reality. Okay, we need to be truthful. We cannot have against this in our life. Now, I don't know when Muslims will accept this reality. So truthfulness, be straightforward. The third one was, be a person of giving something. Look at everyone and try to give something. Even a smile. Try to give something. Be ready to give. Now, if we are going to the opposite side, I'm here to get something, now your life will be tough. At a certain level you can go, you can earn, you can fight, but after a certain time of your life, you will understand that whatever you are looking for was a waste of time. You need something else. Now this can happen after 60 years, maybe 70 years, maybe 55, I don't know. But I do think that after a certain period of life, every human can realize, I need something else. Now before you go to that time, when you are alone, na'uzubillah, and you can't do anything, na'uzubillah, be aware. Started right now, when you have all sort of powers, you can change everything. Be the man who wants to give anyone, everyone. Now, how can you start giving? I told you, start from just a true smile. This can make a change in yourself. You want to give something? There is a condition also, be humble. Be humble. Respect others. These are very simple rules in Islam, and I have experienced lots of them by my own self. Truly experienced them. I tried myself what the difference these rules can create in my life. And I practiced and I saw that, okay, yes, I'm getting something from these rules. Be humble, try to be humble. There is a rule in traditions of Holy Prophet. If you be humble, God will raise your respect. And I saw that, okay, this is happening. If I try myself to raise my respect, it will not happen. People will respect me because of my power, if I was powerful. They might respect me because of my wealth, if I had wealth. They might respect me because of my fame, if I had any fame. But after a certain time, everything will get an end. And then who will respect you? Look at the world. I ask myself to do this. How many people are getting benefit from me without exchange of any benefit? How many people? If you are getting salary, you are getting something. This is not the case. How many people in this world are getting benefit from me without I am getting anything from them? This is the true service. What service I am making? How many people will truly pray for me if I die today? How many people will raise their hand? And how many will say, okay, better he was not here. So this is our life. And we know this is going to happen. We'll die. Everyone will die. Might be this night or the other night. Or the other year. We don't know. So be ready for this event. This is going to happen. Yes, surely this is going to happen. Ask yourself, how many of people truly love me? They truly love me. Not because of something else. So you can get what are the results of my life. So be humble, be straight, and try to give every person something, at least a true smile. At least a share from yourself. I'm going to help you. Though I can't help you because of my limits, but it is my intention to help you. Now your intentions can change the world. This is strange. I saw a movie, I referred to maybe last night or day before, where people from practical sciences were going to prove this reality that intentions can change everything. Intentions. If you want to see that movie, that documentary, it was Down the Rabbit Hole. I don't know the full name, title I forgot. Down the Rabbit Hole. You go and search on or internet and you will find that. There are proofs that intentions can change. So just make an intention that you want to help everyone. And Allah will give you the ways how you can help them. Now look at those great people. For example, just look at the personality which changed life of hundreds of people, thousands of people. And if I can easily say thousands of millions of people. But okay, I have to prove this then. Those people just had pure intention in themselves. Look at that Sayyid, which I mentioned, Sayyid Hasan Nasrullah. How he changed everything. It was a very poor community in Lebanon. They were not very educated. They were crushed against their enemies. But alhamdulillah, now all of us have some respect for them. Because they did the wonderful job. How they did that? Without weapons? What weapon they use? I sometimes wonder, what are the weapons? Normal weapons, very normal weapons. But how they did that? Their intention was important. And if you just ask Allah to give me His power to help people, then you will see. Then you will see. Allah will give you more amanat, be ameen, trustworthy, and then you will see Allah will give you more resources. And everything can start from this intention. I want to give something. So try to give something. Be humble in yourself. And for every opportunity, ask Allah to give you something. And from these points, you can start your life and you can see the change, and lots of other. Just a single point I will try to mention here. Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Look at your life and see, in a single day, can you do one good deed in a single day? In 24 hours, one good deed without any reward from that person. I'm getting so many blessings from Allah, countless blessings. Can I spare 5 or 10 minutes in the name of Allah? Doing something which will not directly benefit me. This is what you call volunteer services. A service which is not going to give you anything. Sometimes I think the services which we are going to call volunteers is not very much volunteer, because we are getting this back sometimes. But okay, then this service is also good. Do something for yourself. In fact, this is not for others, for yourself. There was a tradition, someone brought a food to the Holy Prophet and he gifted that. The Holy Prophet gave it to one of his wives and said, keep it. He said, give sadaqah, and I will be back and then we will eat. When he came back, he asked his wife, have you given sadaqah? She said, yes, I have given sadaqah, and a bit of it is remaining. He said, whatever you have given will remain. This will end. Whatever you have given, that will remain with Allah. And that what we will get in the life hereafter, multiplied into many thousand. But what we will consume here, it will end. مَا عِنْدَكُمْ يَنْفَدُ وَمَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ بَاقٍ. Whatever left with you, it will end. And whatever you have sent to Allah will remain. So just see, from 24 hours, how much time we are sending towards Allah. From our resources, from our everything what we have, how much of it we are sending towards Allah. This will remain. And the rest, we will consume it. It will not remain with us. So with this simple rule, you can judge what you are sending for your life, and this can give you everything. Now, I have my own limit. I have my own limit. I cannot explain very much, and this is a new experience for me to speak in English, and really it is difficult for me. I want to tell and I want to explain many things, but okay, this is my limit. But if you are going to practice these rules, I can guarantee you, I practiced and I earned a lot. And up to now, wherever I go, I try to explain them, and people are getting benefit. A person came to me and he said, I don't know what's happening. I try my best to be good with the people around me, but they're not good with me. I work in a company, a firm, and I'm working hard. I'm not a lazy person, but they're not good with me. What is this? Why is it happening with me? I said, the one practice which I'm doing in my life. At night, ask Allah to forgive them. Ask Allah to forgive them. Ask Allah to forgive your enemies, friends, family members, everyone. Raise your hand, spare some time, ask Allah. Allahumma ghfirli fala. Allahumma ghfirli fala. Allahumma ghfirli fala. Then see the result. It was on Friday. The next Friday came to me and he said, marvelous. I could not think a change in 1 week. This is 3 weeks back when I was in Karachi. These are happenings. And you can change yourself. You can get benefit from these simple rules. And fortunately, these rules don't require you any degree. These are very simple rules. Be straight, be humble, admire others. This is a magic. Admire others, praise them. You saw goodness in someone, praise him. Mention it to others. He has such a good quality. What Allah will do? Allah will create that quality in you. These are very simple rules, but fortunately easy to adopt, and alhamdulillah, they can create magic. Inshallah, I tried it and I got something. If you are thinking about it, try it, inshallah, and you will see the results. Sallu ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.